Do you see what I see?
Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. With the holiday season approaching, it's time for Christmas music tours, and among the groups out on the road with seasonal music is the Minnesota-based a cappella quartet, Tonic Soul Fa. We're hearing a little bit of the group's version of Do You Hear What I Hear? The group is coming to Rapid City on December 2nd and Sioux Falls on the 6th and 7th, and one of the members of Tonic Soul Fa, Sean Johnson, is also touring with his own group, the Big Band's Experience, and he'll be in Sioux City and Sioux Falls later in December. Sean Johnson joins us on the line, and Sean, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
So how long has Tonic Soul Fa been out on your 2013 holiday tour?
Well, we started about November 15th, and we go all the way up until New Year's Day. We have a few breaks for family events around Thanksgiving and Christmas, but other than that, we are on the road.
Do the concert, do the shows differ from day to day, particularly as maybe you get closer to Christmas?
You know, they do. When we first start out, of course, you have the nerves and you're trying lots of new songs and you're seeing how the audience reacts. And I think every night, you know, we always get together, we review the shows and review the music, see what worked, what didn't, what we want to cut, what we want to add. So we have some very dedicated fans who will actually really enjoy coming to the first show, wherever it might be, November 15th, and then they come to the last show because they said they just love the transformation in a month and a half.
Do you feel that transformation as you're doing it? Do you feel the show's changing, or maybe your singing is getting better?
You know, I think you do. I think you kind of start saying, okay, things are rolling along. And sometimes as you get towards the end of the tour, you're like, oh, we're just getting in the groove, even though, you know, you've been doing it. Because you start realizing, okay, this song will be better. And this, you know, as I said before, the crowd reacts differently to this. And so, yeah, I think just as you get it right, you're done.
Do you enjoy singing holiday music?
Yeah, I love holiday music. Yeah, I'm one of those guys, sadly, probably for most people, I will suddenly get the urge to listen to Christmas music in July. We work on the Christmas show because it's our tour. We do everything from what's on the ticket to the production to the advertising. We do everything ourselves. The rest of our touring throughout the year is done with agencies and such. But we're very proud of the Christmas tour, and so we start planning and reserving venues, you know, the January following the tour, and we're working all year on making it special.
With holiday music, so much of it is familiar, like the little bit we just heard of Do You Hear What I Hear. Are you trying to find new ways to perform this music, rearrange it, and to keep it fresh?
Absolutely. You know, I think being a cappella makes a lot of the Christmas music a little bit different, just all vocal. But we definitely work really diligently on the arrangements, and we try to pull out a lot of songs that people might know. And we, you know, some of them we just do straight up because people like a song a certain way, they've heard it a certain way, we don't want to ruin it. There's other ones that, as you mentioned, we completely try to make our own more. And then we have quite a few original Christmas songs, too, that have caught on as we've toured, and people, it's always a great feeling when people request those just as much as they would White Christmas.
Now, there are four voices in Tonic Soul Fa. It's just the four of you, a cappella, as we mentioned. Are there certain challenges to making a cappella singing interesting for both the listeners and for those of you in the group?
You know, that is a great question. I think we run into a lot of people who have not seen us who say, I just can't imagine listening to a cappella for an hour and a half. And I think when you see us, we have changed a lot of minds because we care about entertaining the crowd. We have dropped from ceilings and made it snow and special guests, and there's humor and sometimes there's audience participation. And we when we started out, we thought, you know what, we're not really going to sit around and compete with other a cappella groups. We're going to try to compete with bands because we're going to be doing fairs in the summer and festivals and corporate shows and, you know, theaters, and we're going to have to compete with rock groups and pop groups and gospel groups. And so I think it's always been sort of our mission from the beginning to do that, to not get caught up in, oh, we sound like a trumpet or we can hit a really high note, and more concerned with how does the audience like it, what songs are we doing that grabs their attention. And so it's another thing I think we just work really hard on trying to achieve.
Now, you mentioned bands, and should mention that, Sean Johnson, you have your own group, the Big Band Experience. How long have you been doing that sort of, I guess, side project?
Yeah, it's for 1 year. When I first started, people said, are you going solo? And I said, no. All I was trying to do, we had a few days open during our holiday tour. And, you know, we do some stuff with charities, with Tonic Solfa, the a cappella group, but I wanted to do some more. So what we did is we took the open dates in November and December that Tonic Solfa wasn't touring, and I formed a small big band. I love big band music and always have. And we just give all of the money raised to charity. So I found some musicians from across the Midwest. I found arrangers from across the country. And we're just doing this huge mix of big band. And we're not trying to be Frank Sinatra or something. You can't be Frank Sinatra or Michael Bublé, though I love them both. But I just wanted to do the big band style of music, especially at Christmas. And I have nieces and grandparents that still the songs they listen to at Christmas are big band style, all these ages. And I wanted to put my own stamp on it and, like I said, raise money for charity. So it's just been one of the most fantastic things I've done in my life. I didn't know if it was going to work. And after last year, we're like, okay, we're going to expand the tour. We have a PBS special coming out from Thanksgiving onward across the country. And I am so looking forward to those shows, too.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the Sean Johnson Big Band Experience. This is a little bit of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That's Sean Johnson of Tonic Solfa and his big band experience there, and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Tonic Solfa is coming to Rapid City on December 2nd and Sioux Falls 6th and 7th, and then the big band experience will be in Sioux City on December 11th and then in Sioux Falls on the 17th. Sean Johnson, I'm wondering, you were just mentioning the, you know, singing a cappella music. Here you're singing with the band. I'm wondering how you might have to change your approach as a singer when you've got a rhythm section and horns behind you.
Well, it's definitely a learning curve. Instrumentalists, they talk in a whole different language, so I've had to try to sort of learn how they talk to each other about changing arrangements or doing different things. And also, I've been with a quartet for, you know, 15 years with Tonic Solfa, and so it's a little bit different also standing on stage by myself. And the two, it's almost like comparing apples to oranges or something. It's just such different experiences. A big band, when that thing starts up behind you, you know, I almost want to levitate off the stage. And it's definitely a different way of singing. Tonic Solfa, we do such a variety of music, so you're always, and I sing the lead for that, but you sing a lot of country and pop and gospel and blues. You kind of meld all of the four guys' influences. And I think with big band, it's definitely a certain style of singing in the Great American Songbook and, you know, how you're going to put your stamp on it. So two completely different things, but it is interesting. And some nights, you know, I go from one to another, and there's a few songs even that cross over. So I've definitely caught myself going, wait a minute, which Winter Wonderland is this? So it's been working awesome so far.
Does the swing feel, does that come natural to you, or is that something that you had to learn to sing?
Well, I think growing up again at Christmas, my favorite Christmas album in the whole world, and not saying that he is necessarily a big band, but he was always backed by a lot of big bands, was Dean Martin. My favorite, to this day, it means Christmas to me. And, you know, my parents, my grandparents listen to Frank Sinatra again. Now I love Michael Bublé and what he does in his style. And so I think in some ways, you know, we're always warming up with the music. I was always growing up with the music. And, you know, singing that kind of thing, I think I've always sang so many different styles. So it is one of the styles. But as you start and as you keep continuing to sing this kind of music, you definitely think, oh, my gosh, I've got to learn. And that's been a great push, too. I certainly don't think, oh, I'm at the top of this game. I'm just like, nope, I'm just learning all sorts of things day by day from the instrumentalists. And hopefully I'm bringing some of the stuff I've even learned from Tony Silva, stage presence and entertainment value and such.
Yeah, that stage presence, I think you were talking a little bit about this. You know, here you're the main focus, even though you've got the band behind you. But with Tonic Soul Father, there's the four of you, and I imagine that then it's the four of you that, you know, you're working together. So there's not the one dominant guy.
Absolutely, and I think I sort of take that into the big band too, because I wanted where, you know, you'd hear the whole big band and we'd be playing all these songs, but I also have a lot of things that feature the different players. We'll do little groups, and I've had some of them sing with me. All these things are like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, yes, we're going to sing together. We're going to break it down and just do something with a bass and a horn. We're going to have a small group do an original song. So it's also very mixed up, even in the big band. It's still in that big band flavor, but it's not just 20 big band songs right in a row.
Now, we just heard a little bit of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and Tonic Solfa singing Do You Hear What I Hear, songs that we all know so well. I'm wondering what it is about Christmas music that is so important, why Christmas and music is so closely intertwined, that really if you don't have music during Christmas, there's no Christmas. I wonder, is it just the tradition, or where does that come from?
Well, that is a great question. I don't know. I think on the spur of the moment, I would say people probably have sung carols for years and years, and those become associated with the holiday. And I think music, as the cliche goes, is a universal language. So people, when they're feeling, you know, goodwill towards all and peace on earth, I think it kind of makes sense that music can sometimes bridge a lot of that. It's surprising to me sometimes that the biggest Christmas songs have always kind of stayed the same. People are always adding and doing their own versions of Frosty or, you know, Silent Night or whatever, but it's still so many of the songs, I think, are those. Sacred or secular, they are definitely, people love White Christmas and they love Silent Night, like I said, and the longevity of all those is just so impressive to me. I'm not sure why that is, but
it just is.
I'll read up on it.